When a memorable phrase is invoked thoughtlessly multiple times, it can easily become a cliché and thus lose its original impact. Yet, given the strange and challenging times we are in, not only here but in so many parts of the world, it is worth recalling Seamus Heaney's often quoted lines, as they express accurately the yearning of so many hearts. Heaney writes, "History says, don't hope on this side of the grave. But then, once in a lifetime, the longed-for tidal wave of justice can rise up, and hope and history rhyme." Those words, "History says, don't hope on this side of the grave," we see made real on the faces of millions, for example, in Turkey and northern Syria, in Ukraine and in Afghanistan. We see it too in the faces of refugees desperate for a decent way of life. So many in our sad and often cruel world long for that tidal wave of justice. Heaney's words were much quoted 25 years ago at the time of the Good Friday Agreement. And here we are, still hoping that peace, reconciliation and good government will rhyme with history. Surely our most earnest prayer must be that our hopes and those of the world will cease to be mere dreams and become reality. But then today's gospel passage lets us see that a longed-for tidal wave of justice has indeed risen up, and his name is Jesus Christ. In that gospel extract, we encounter a blind beggar for whom, beyond all expectations, hope and history have rhymed. The gospel narrates how Jesus not only brought light into the darkness of this man's life, but also brought the light of faith into his heart. His is a journey from physical blindness to vision and from spiritual darkness to insight. The gospel, by also giving us the reaction of the Pharisees and that of the blind man's parents, enables us to reflect on our own life's journey and our response to Jesus. We can detect four stages in the journey of the man born blind. At first, he only knows that the man called Jesus healed him. He wasn't aware of Jesus' identity.